Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown and beyond. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Are you really okay with me?
Are you okay?
Everything's gonna be okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm pretty f***ing far from okay.
Are you okay with this? On the Hammer and Nigel.
Oh, yeah! Oh, man, controversy with Tom Brady. Autograph collectors are fuming following a $3,600 photo op and signing with Tom Brady. They say the Super Bowl winning quarterback did a rush job on his signatures, leading to subpar autographs on rare items. Hammer, are you okay with this?
No, I'm not okay with this because it seems like some wires were crossed here. I read a little bit up on this story. So whoever this group was that put this event on, I guess they didn't tell Tom Brady that he was going to be sitting down signing autographs for a long time.
I think it was just like his book or something like that.
Right.
Like that, somebody's dirty pair of cleats.
Right. People were bringing in helmets, bringing in cleats, bringing in jerseys. And there was a line that was really long. And Brady, I guess, was surprised by all this. So he was trying to get through the line as fast as he can. So his signature got a little sloppy. And
again, then people paid $3,600 for this.
Right. So I guess what they wanted was a more legible signature from Tom Brady. But, I mean, he signed it, though, even though it's sloppy. Most autographs are. If you were an autograph hound, would you be upset that even though it is really Tom Brady that signed it, it looks kind of scribbly?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. I mean, this experience with Tom Brady included dinner, a speech by Tom Brady, and some sort of ride in a yacht with Tom Brady. It was a whole kind of thing. And yeah, I read he was caught off guard by the autograph portion of this thing. So
you got to ride in a yacht, you got to listen to him speak, you got to get a picture, and he still signed something, even though it wasn't really legible.
Yeah.
You'd consider that a bad experience, even if you paid $3,600.
Man, some of these autograph collectors are pretty finicky, especially if they're going to try to turn around and sell it.
Right, and that's what it's all about.
Yes.
So, like, I'm surprised Brady didn't personalize each one of those things to make sure it doesn't go on the market.
And here's the other thing. If you're Tom Brady, why are you doing events like this? I mean, I know you could probably make, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in a few hours, but that's pocket change. That's couch change to him.
Right.
Like, why even mess with it in the first place?
Screw the autograph stuff. Just do the speaking tour. You know, people would pay big money to have Tom Brady come and speak to their groups and events, you know, almost like a TED talk almost.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to sit down and, you know, get yelled at because his signature is too scribbly.
Here, speaking of Tom Brady, there's a trailer out for Tom Brady getting roasted. It's called The Greatest Roast of All Time, Tom Brady. It's going to be live on Netflix the night of Cinco de Mayo. Here's the trailer. We don't have to play this whole thing. Here's a trailer with Kevin Hart and the Roastmaster, Jeff Ross.
The man, the arena, the roast of Tom Brady, live on Netflix. No helmets, no mercy, no Brady rule.
No problem.
The greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady, live, hosted by me, Kevin Hart, with a lineup of surprise guests.
We're coming for you, pretty boy.
I'm unroastable. Let's go.
I'm unroastable. That's Tom Brady at the end. What do you think? You okay with the Tom Brady roast?
Yeah, and I like, and we've talked about this before, I like that Netflix is doing more live stuff. I think this is going to be good. Now, those old Comedy Central roasts that they used to do, where Jeffrey Ross was the roast master, I thought those were really good. And now they can go to Netflix where they can say anything they want. Nothing can get beeped out.
It's live.
Live.
Yeah.
Anything goes. I just wish Greg Giraldo were alive for this.
Oh, man, he was one of the best, wasn't he?
He was by far the greatest roaster I've ever seen. If you need some time to kill, go on YouTube and just search Greg Giraldo Comedy Central Roasts. He took it to a next level, man. He was so good. But yeah, I think this is going to be pretty solid.
An Australian hospital is asking snakebite victims to stop bringing the snakes to the ER. The hospital's director said that having a live snake in the ER puts the staff and patients at risk. He also said it delays the time it takes for patients to get treated. Are you okay with this? What's going on here?
Yes, I'm okay with this because they have to say this for a reason. Because these crazy Crocodile Dundee sons of you-know-whats are going into the ER, got bit by a snake. Here he is.
Crikey.
Right? And they're showing you the wound, and they're also showing you the snake that did it. And the poor doctors are like, we can help you with the wound, but would you mind disposing of the snake that you brought to our hospital here?
Are they bringing it to the hospital so the doctor will know which sort of medicine? Are there different medicines to administer depending on the snake and the venom?
Maybe, but the doctors are saying, look, we're good. You don't need to bring the snake in here. You don't need to show us that it was a cobra. You don't need to show us it was a python. We can fix you without you bringing it in. Which brings us to great moments in snake history.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
This was some chick that found a live snake hiding on a shelf at Target.
I thought it was a child's toy. So I thought, oh my goodness, somebody's pranking me. Where's the camera? You know, this is a joke, because it was totally still. I was going to take a photo. The tongue came out. And that's how I knew. This is a real snake. I looked up and down the aisle. I was freaking out, calmly freaking out. This is North Carolina, and this is snake season, and there is a snake on top of the baked beans here.
I would not be calmly freaking out. I would be freaking the F out.
Right. Let's see. Bushes, baked beans. Ah!
Snake!
Great moments in snake history. Snakes come in different varieties, including the beer snake, the cup snake. So listen to this. This was a couple of New York Mets fans. And if you don't know what a cup snake is, or a beer snake.
Oh, I know where you're going with this, yeah.
When people chug their beers at a baseball game in those plastic little cups, they start stacking them up, and it makes a really big snake. And you try to get it as big as you can.
Yes.
The broadcasters from the New York Mets found the guy that organized the beer snake.
Can you explain how the snake begins?
Oh, for sure, Stevie. First off, I want to say hi to my mom, Kelly Johnson, my family, James, Allie, Jim. Love you guys. Basically, the snake starts 6th, 7th inning. Everyone's got a few beverages in. Someone stands up and goes, give me your cups. Give me your cups. You see the snake form up in the beginning. Everyone throws the cups. Now what? Was it the 8th inning? 9th inning?
7th.
Basically, the 8th, Steve. Yeah.
And it goes all the way up.
It goes all the way up. That's how it forms. Pretty simple.
My favorite part of that is, what's the inning? The 7th. Basically, the 8th.
And the snake of cups, the cup of snakes, or whatever you call it, it goes for 20 rows.
Yes.
Up the side of the steps.
I've seen in Wrigley where they've connected the upper deck to the lower deck. They've made that happen in Wrigley before.
Wow.
And last but certainly not least, great moments in snake history.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Now, that's Samuel L. Jackson and Snakes on a Plane, but if you watch it on basic cable, where they don't beep it out, they change the words, yes, it sounds like this.
I have had it with these monkey-fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
Great moments in snake history.